questions for Coach Cooper?
Cooper's coming from?
Yeah.
Is he?
John, what's been the key for you guys to hold this team that averages 4 goals per game or 3 goals for 3 games here? Is it simply just puck management or?
Yeah, there's a whole ton of things that go into it. But we're committed to play D, and I think it's helped in some of these times that we've had the lead, so that's why we helped us out a little bit. But we've planned, and the guys are executing and playing hard. Pretty committed group, and I think you've seen it through the series. But we feel like we've got a recipe going here, and we just got to stick with it. And it's hard though, because they're a hell of a team. And we have broken down at times, and Vassie's been there to bail us out.
Coach, after game 5 in Toronto, a lot of the media had you dead in the water. All you've done is win 5 straight and 3 on the road. How proud are you of those guys in the room?
Well, we're damn pleased with what's gone on here, but we haven't done anything yet. We've won a couple games. We're still alive in the series, but the series isn't over. And until you start checking off that fourth win, there's nothing we can sit and hang our hat on. So we're inching our way closer, but yeah, I think it's far from over.
Is there a little bit of extra excitement when you see a guy like Chernak who doesn't normally get in the goal spot?
Obviously. Yeah, that was some big parts in the game. We come out early, and Cherny gets that goal, but he's known for other parts of his game besides that, so he'd love to see guys that don't score all the time be able to get some. So, but at this time of year, you're taking contributions from everyone, and you never know who's going to step up and be the guy that's going to score. And for Chernak, as much as he's been blocking shots and defending and playing against their top guys every single shift, and to come out and score, like, guys on the bench are fired up.
The plays that McDonough made to keep the puck out of them, the PK, they lead to the Stamkos goal. What is that? What does that do for it?
Probably the, I don't want to say a turning point of the game, but it was a big part of the game. We're hanging on to the lead, take the penalty, and they're, the power play's buzzing a bit. But McDonough, there's a reason he's played in so many playoff games in his career, because he's like a star. And he, those plays you make when you don't have the puck are sometimes the biggest ones, and that was clearly a big one for us, because we eventually kill that off and they come out and make it 3-1, and so that's a little bit of a bubble burster for them. And but those are the plays, those are the breaks you need, and you put yourself in positions to make those, and he made one there that was clearly a big play for us.
How about timely saves a lot? Like Vasilevskiy, he had the breakaway save in the first period, like a backdoor save later. When he does those things, like, was the reaction, or like, you think the temperature of the bench did change, or like the game?
Well, there's obviously the excitement that he makes the save. I think there's a little bit of relief, but then there's that, why are we putting ourselves in those situations to give up those chances? And I think those go overlooked throughout the game, because then we eventually get the lead, but who knows where that is if any of those go in. And I think some of that first period was all puck management, or lack thereof, for us, why we were giving them those chances. And so we kind of buttoned that up a little bit as that game went on, but we can't be giving those up. But thankfully Vassie was there to make saves.
Coach, there was a stat that came on the TV that you blocked the most shots of any team in the playoffs. It's not just the defense, it's the forward statement in front of them too, isn't it?
Yeah. Again, it's just some of the little things you have to do to win. But I guess if you're blocking so many shots, it means you don't have the puck as much. So I'd like to kind of change that a bit. But we're doing what we have to. But as I said, we can look at these stats, we can do all these things we want. This series is still going, and we just have to continue to keep doing what we're doing.
So is there any advantage, disadvantage, anything now that you're in a back-to-back situation?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't look into that. These series goes on. Everybody's getting banged up, and so you want the rest. We got the rest for a couple days, and now there is no rest. The only thing is same for both teams.
Coach,
Paul, what is it about Corey Perry to just be a tone setter for this team? That's three straight games, and he comes out and scores a goal for you guys.
Been doing it for a long time, and hopefully he can continue to do that with us. But that's why Corey Perry is Corey Perry. That's why teams want him. That's why he's sought after. But what's impressive is he's been able, to just continue to prolong his career and play at such a high level in what's becoming a young man's league. And but again, you look at the preparation of these guys, behind closed doors, what they do to be ready, and he's at the forefront of that.
Paul, I didn't have a stick for him in that penalty kill shift. Like, in those situations, looking like it's a long change there, do you recommend him to stay in there, or do you like him to come try to grab one?
Well, that's the tough part in the second period. That's a long way to go to give a skilled team like that. In essence, it's almost like a 5-on-3, but you do have that body up there that, can protect lanes, at least for shots coming up top. But that's a tough play. That's, for the guys who came out the way they did, that was a pivotal PK for us.
Thank you.